USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A report by the United Nations Atomic Watchdog said Iran has installed a first cascade of advanced centrifuges in the underground NEA's uranium enrichment plant. The materials are used for nuclear enrichment used in weapons. Tehran denies trying to develop a nuclear bomb, saying enrichment is only to generate energy for civilian uses. Former Democrat strategist and White House advisor Dick Morris said Wednesday that six counties in Wisconsin showed significant increases in turnout, while the others showed declines of 10% or more, raising suspicion of ballot harvesting. Mr. Morris thinks that after Georgia's hand count is concluded, Georgia will flip to the president.
They also found 2,500 people who voted despite not being registered. And the hand recount is a big, big development. I can't imagine that Georgia will remain for Biden as a result of this.
USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
With hundreds of sworn affidavits on election irregularities, President Trump's campaign filed a lawsuit in Michigan on Wednesday. The Michigan lawsuit alleges misconduct in the voting, with the focus on the Democrat stronghold of Wayne County, which includes Detroit. Jake Rollo, a spokesman for the Michigan Department of State, said the Trump campaign was promoting false claims to erode public confidence in Michigan's elections. Tropical Storm Eta will produce an additional 1 to 3 inches of rain across portions of the Florida Peninsula through today. Central Florida could experience some isolated rain bands through early morning, but the weather will improve as the day progresses. With hot temperatures still dominating the Sunshine State, the next cold front promises to bring lower humidity and cooler temperatures early next week. Chicago officials say a large fire engulfed a far south side warehouse. The fire started about 8:40 p.m. local time at Valviva Contractors, located on South Avenue O. The cause of the fire is unknown, and there were no injuries. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The 34th largest state by area, the 7th most populous, and the 10th most densely populated in the Union, Ohio, has issued a new mask mandate as COVID-19 cases are on the rise. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Ohio is enacting new restrictions as the state battles with a spike in COVID cases. Hospitalizations for the disease have nearly tripled since September, and the state has added more than 50,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Governor Mike DeWine reissued his public mask mandate on Wednesday, also requiring all businesses to post notice of a face covering requirement at all of their entrances, requiring all stores to make sure their customers are wearing masks, and creating a new retail compliance unit to enforce those mandates. In an address to the state, DeWine asked Ohioans to keep doing the basics to stay safe.
I ask you, keep going. Recommit to your individual efforts to stay safe, because what you do in your private lives affects everyone. Please, please, don't host that birthday party or that baby shower or that get-together to watch the football game. Don't attend the gatherings that you're invited to. Stay home when you can. Work from home if you can.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football will feature Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts heading down to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.